Every sin where a person will actually kill his own wife to get the life insurance which he had taken out on her just because of this dunya. A husband will get his wife raped and killed in the month of Ramadan just so that he can get a life insurance policy from her. This is the love of this world. When a person has got this love, it finishes the person, it destroys the person. So this is what a person has to make islah, is to reform himself. He's worthy of it, but they honor him. But if you feel I'm a very high person, and then automatically people won't have liking for you, they'll always look down upon you. You'll never have a happy life. So in all of these matters, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. A person who purifies himself from jealousy. Today, unfortunately, jealousy is very, very common. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَسَدُ. Beware of jealousy. Subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Successful is a person who has purified himself. How will a person purify himself? There are two things your person needs. Whenever you want to clean your house, you need somebody to clean your house, and you need some detergents. So the detergent is وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Allah Ta'ala says you need the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was for somebody else, not for you. Is that beneficial for you? So a person has to go to a doctor, a spiritual doctor, somebody who is experienced in the field. A person what we call mashayikh, sheikh. And this is not from our time, it's from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't go to any person, any quack. Still you get many, many quacks. And many, many people who are doing all funny, funny things. On the street you go, every person, Dr. Mama, go to such a person, inshallah, he will get benefit. Anybody, he will teach you how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to benefit. Allah Ta'ala says, when you purify yourself, fasallah, then you must perform salah. Salah is direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is not a burden. Salah is the greatest enjoyment in this world. So now a person will get the true enjoyment in this world. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal radiallahu anhu, oh Bilal, of Ibrahim alayhi sallam, we have mentioned the same subject matter. We are mentioning this subject matter to you now. So you must, every one of you must have this concern and figure. And this is why we are having this Islah Jalsa. Inshallah, all the programs will center around this topic here. That how can we better ourselves? How can we become better Muslims? What is the way of us reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Getting a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being successful in this world in the life of the year after.
To the books of history and hadith, there were people of Hawazin who came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and requested that some people must be sent who will teach us Quran and Sunnah. In other words, send some people to us, some ulama, who will teach us our deen. فَبَعَثَ إِلَيْهِمْ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. They would give lessons on Quran and they would learn further themselves though they were already qualified ulama. وَكَانُوا بِالنَّارِ يَجِئُونَ بِالْمَا فَيَضَعُونَهُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. And during the day they used to make the khidmat of the people. They used to bring water into Masjid and Nabawi and place it for the people who make ibadat, who feel thirst. The Darul Uloom, the Sukhba, such people, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so chose them and sent them. فَبَعَثَهُمُ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the request of these people to teach them deen, he sent these choice people. So they will teach them deen and oin, and we have completed our life. وَرَضِيْتَ عَنَّا, and you too are happy with us. So in this way, they've made their last dua to Allah Ta'ala. His uncle Haram, وَأَتَى رَجُلٌ حَرَامًا. He explains explicitly how his uncle was made shaheed. One of those people came to him through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and gave the message also to him. وَإِنَّهُمْ قَالُوا. And when they have been made shaheed, they have left this message. اللَّهُمَّ بَلِّغْ عَنَّا نَبِيَّنَا أَنَّا قَدْ لَقِينَا فَرَضِينَا. That, O Allah, convey to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that we have reached our destination.
Allah Ta'ala has given us, a person should never ever think that this is a burden, or just for a moment think, hey, now it's difficult, I must go for my salah. Just think, what a great ni'mat of Allah. All the other things will be set aside. You can be doing a 10 million rand deal also. You'll realize, what is that? Yeah, I'm going for success. This is where my success is. And that is
when a very pious person and one of the highway robbers asked him to load some goods of his and proceed in a certain journey. And when he came to a certain point, the porter obviously had taken the normal route, wanted to take the normal route, but this person insisted that I know a shortcut. So being innocent and listening to this person, so yeah, Allah, a person, when a person is down and out, no one to help him, no one to assist him, at that moment a person should understand, when he's helpless, no one to call unto except Allah, Allah is the one who will respond to him. Also on this, under this ayat, it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that certain people whose du'as are not received. See how many times those who are disrespectful to their parents and earn the bad du'as of their father or their mother, then such people were destroyed in this world. They lacked blessings in their wealth, and they led a very miserable life, because this is all because of the badwa, the inner recess of the heart that came out from the heart of the father or mother and becoming a Nabi. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Musa, the mother of Musa, that he, when he is born, then feed him, suckle him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلِيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. And when you have fear that now Musa, Fir'aun, is beginning to kill your son, then cast him into a basket or a box and put him into the river. Nile. Next one is that we will return him to you. And the second, وَجَائِلُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And indeed, we are going to make him amongst the messenger. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, continuing with the story, that when the mother of Musa alayhi salam put him into the box and put him to the river Nile, and the Fir'aun, Allah let the secret out and revealed that this is my son. Lawla arrabatna ala qalbiha, were it not that we consolidated her heart, and should that she become very, very of the believers, have that yaqeen and conviction. And then she tells her sister, the sister of Musa, qala ukhti kussihi, connected both of them together. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells the mother, وَلَا تَحْزَنَا وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقُّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That didn't I tell you, didn't you have knowledge that when I told you that the wa'da and the promise of Allah is true, but unfortunately many people don't know about this. So yeah, now she's giving glad tidings. Now these people, that is the Bani Israel, and the other was from his enemies, that is the Qab. And then he assisted his person from his from the Bani Israel. فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. And Musa alayhi salam gave him one fislakun, one decisive shot, and this caused him to pass dying. And thereafter Musa alayhi salam, you know what Musa alayhi salam tried, this led to this person being dying because of Musa alayhi salam interceding on his behalf. The next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the next day this person again sees this person fighting on another person. Again he calls out to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam tells him that innaka la ghayyum mubin, indeed you are very ancient. And he says, oh Allah, save me from the zalimeen. Thereafter the kisra is mentioned that when he goes to Madian, walamma tawajjahat tilqa Madyana, قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل. Now he's all alone, traveling alone, no means of what of survival, surviving only on leaves of trees. And then when he comes to a certain spot, salam, after all he was a Nabi and he was there to assist. And then they also give a reason. A person may ask, why is it no menfolk are not helping you or doing this job? Then immediately they responded, وَأَبُونَ شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ, that our father is extremely old, he cannot do this, that is why we are over here. So Musa alayhi salam helped them and got water, took her, maybe throwing a stone or her voice. So in this way, so much of haya, so much of betfulness they had. So when he comes, he relates the incident of why he had run away from Fir'aun. So Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam tells him that لا تخف, do not fear, نجوت منكم من الظالمين, Allah is with you, Allah will save you. Thereafter, the one of the daughters tried me amongst the pious people. So yeah, he started grazing the goats. To such an extent, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, even you, O Nabi of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, I also graze goats. So one of the hikmat is that grazing the goats, that you know, animals, they run from this place to that place, and this brings the quality of tolerance a person for bear. Told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the uncle Abu Talib did not bring Iman, and naturally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very disappointed, was very sorrowful. So Allah tells him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot guide whomsoever you wish, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah is the one who will guide, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will guide, but he has transgressed against them. So ulama mufassirin mentioned that either he was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam, and he was also one of the people appointed to go to Mount Tur to receive the Torah when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went. And it is mentioned that he had or memorized a great amount of the Torah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in kama ahsana Allah ilayk, and be good to those people whom Allah, because Allah has been good to you, and do not cause corruption in the earth. Allah does not love such people. So now, how look how arrogant he was. He says, "Innama utitu ala ilm." All his expertise I've got, all his knowledge I've got, is because of my knowledge, because of my doing. So Allah tells him, no one will get it except those people who are the sabirin. In other words, yeah, you are seeing Qarun, looking at all his wealth, etc. Make sabr. Don't desire what he's got. But make sabr. A person sometimes he desires, he sees a person got a nice car, a nice house, and he thinks to himself, how come I don't have this? So yeah, also make sabr. The time will come, inshallah. Oh, we are just passing phase, like a person sitting in a transit lounge, he's going to get connected to his connecting flight. We also in the transit lounge, going to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very soon, going into the qabr, going on a year after. And Allah make it possible, we all of us, unite all of us, inshallah, in Jannatul Firdaus. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ. Do they think that they say, I brought iman, and وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and that they will not be tested? Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. That indeed we have tested with the people before you. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. And through these tests we come to know who is truthful and those who are liars. In other words, these tests are there to prove whether this person is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or it is a punishment of Allah. For example, a person sometimes, the person is tested, where it is mentioned in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has already established a place for a certain person in Jannah, high ranks in Jannah. And if he fails to get that rank in Jannah because of his amal,
aadmi ne muqarrar kiya utne agar na par sake to us din thora bahut to par le bilkul naga kabhi na kare aur puri koshish kare ke jitna hamara muqaddar ek kare aadmi to wo rozana pabandi se pura ho jaye aur waise zikr ka qaza nahi hai agar aadmi ka zikr chhoot
historical proof again that not only that what I am saying in